Chapter 52. The Midnight Cry. The bridegroom was late in coming, so the girls began to nod and fall asleep. It was already midnight when the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom! Come and meet him!" The 10 girls woke up and trimmed their lamps. Matthew 25, verse 5-7. In the summer of 1844, Adventists discovered they had made a mistake in their counting of the prophetic time. Now they corrected their mistake. The Adventists still believed that the 2,300 days of Daniel 8, verse 14, would end at Jesus' coming. They first thought Jesus' coming would be in the spring of 1844, but after studying more, they saw the 2,300 days would end in the autumn of 1844. The Adventists preached that Jesus would come in the autumn of 1844. Preaching this time message was another step in the fulfillment of Jesus' story of the marriage. The Adventists clearly understood that the story of the 10 virgins described their experience. In the story, the voice was heard at midnight, announcing that the bridegroom was coming. Now, halfway between spring and autumn in 1844, the believers announced the midnight cry, using the language of Scripture. "Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go out to meet him." The message went over the land with the power of a huge ocean wave. The message went from city to city, from village to village, and into faraway country places. The waiting people of God were awakened. People stopped being fanatics. Believers once again felt sure Jesus was coming. The people again had hope and courage. Fanatics are always present when people's excitement is not controlled by the influence of God's Word and Spirit. Now, fanatics disappeared. This time of preparation for Christ's coming was the same as the times when Israel humbly returned to the Lord after God had sent messages of reproof through the prophets. The Advent movement was the same as the work of God in every age. The people showed no excited joy, but there was deep searching of heart to remember if they had asked forgiveness for all sins and turned from the world. The burden of every believer was to be prepared to meet the Lord. The people prayed earnestly and gave themselves unreservedly to God. The message of the midnight cry was preached with divine power. This power made the people willing to accept the message. People did not doubt. They had no question about the truth of the message. The Bible proof was so clear that there was no argument against it. At the time of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, people from many countries were in Jerusalem for the Passover. These people went to the Mount of Olives and joined other people who were joyfully praising Jesus. The people felt the thrill of the hour and joined in the shouts. "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Matthew 21, verse 9. The same as that time, great crowds of unbelievers now came to the Adventist meetings. Some people came because they were curious. Some people came to laugh and make fun of the message. But these people felt the divine power when they heard the message. "Behold, the bridegroom comes." At that time, people had faith and they received answers to prayer. God rewarded the people's faith. The same as showers of rain on the thirsty earth, the Spirit of God came on the people. People who expected soon to stand face to face with their Redeemer felt a joy that words could not describe. The softening, quieting power of the Holy Spirit changed people. The glory of God covered the faithful, believing people. Carefully and reverently, people who accepted the message came to the time they hoped to meet the Lord. Every morning, these people felt their first duty was to be sure they were accepted by God. People were closely united and prayed much with and for one another. People often met together in quiet places to talk with God. The voice of prayer was heard in fields and woods. To have their Savior's approval was more necessary to these people than to have food. If they had a doubt or a problem, they did not rest until it was removed. These people were eager to see Jesus whom they loved. Disappointed, but not forgotten. The Adventists who expected Jesus to come were disappointed again. The time passed and their Savior did not appear. These people had looked forward to Jesus' coming with complete confidence. Now they felt as Mary felt when she came to the Savior's grave and found it empty. Mary said with tears, "They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." John 20, verse 13. Up to this time, the people who did not believe Jesus was coming had not made fun of the people waiting for Jesus' second coming. These unbelieving people feared that the message might be true. After October 22, 1844, these people's fear did not quickly disappear. They were afraid to rejoice about the disappointment of the Adventists. But later, when the unbelievers saw no sign of God's judgment, their fear left them. They began to make fun of God's people. Large numbers of people who had said they believed in the Lord's soon return gave up their faith. Some people whose pride was deeply hurt wanted to hide. The same as Jonah, they complained to God and said they would rather die than live. Many other people had based their belief on the ideas of people instead of on the Word of God. Now these people were ready to change their beliefs. The weak and cowardly believers were won to the side of the people who made fun of God's people. Together, they said that people did not need to worry about Jesus coming. They said the time had passed and Jesus had not come. They said there was nothing to be afraid of. The world might remain the same for thousands of years. The earnest, sincere believers had given up everything for Jesus and had felt his presence closer than before. These people believed they had given the last warning to the world. They expected soon to be with their divine master and heavenly angels. These believers had given the message and had almost quit associating with unbelievers. With strong desire, these people had prayed, "Come, Lord Jesus, and come quickly." But Jesus had not come. And now, to once again have life's cares and problems, and to endure the laughs of the world, was a terrible trial of their faith and patience. This disappointment was not as great as the disappointment of the disciples of Jesus. When Jesus rode triumphantly into Jerusalem, the disciples believed Jesus was to become king. They believed Jesus would deliver Israel from Roman rule. With hopes high, each disciple tried to show his king more honor than anyone else showed. Many of Jesus' followers spread out their coats in his path. Other followers waved leafy branches before Jesus and in joy united in the glad song, "Hosanna to the Son of David." The Pharisees were troubled and angered by this rejoicing. The Pharisees asked Jesus to scold his disciples. Jesus answered, "I tell you that if they keep quiet, the stones themselves will start shouting." Luke 19, verse 40. Prophecy must be fulfilled. The disciples were fulfilling the purpose of God. But the disciples were to have a bitter disappointment. That very week, they were to watch Jesus' terrible death on the cross. They would lay Jesus in the tomb. The disciples' hopes died with Jesus, and not one of the things they thought would happen did happen. Only after Jesus arose from the grave in victory could the disciples understand that this experience had been foretold in prophecy. Only then did the disciples realize that Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. Acts 17, verse 3. In the same way, prophecy was fulfilled in the first and second angels' messages. These messages were given at the right time and did the work God wanted them to do. The world was watching the Adventists. People thought if Jesus did not come, the teachings of Adventism would be given up. Many believers did give up their faith under strong temptation. But some Adventists stood firm. The believers who kept their faith could find no error in the counting of the prophetic time. The wisest people who were against the Adventists found no error. True, Jesus had not come, but this could not destroy the true believer's faith in the Word of God. God did not forget His people. The Holy Spirit stayed with believers who did not give up God's message and leave the Advent movement. The Apostle Paul, looking down through the ages, had written words of encouragement and warning for these waiting people. Do not lose your courage, then, because it, courage, brings with it, courage, a great reward. You need to be patient in order to do the will of God and receive what He promises. For, as the Scripture says, just a little while longer, and He who is coming will come. He will not delay. My righteous people, however, will believe and live. But if any of them turns back, I will not be pleased with him. We are not people who turn back and are lost. Instead, we have faith and are saved. Hebrews 10, verse 35 to 39. The only safety for the disappointed Adventists was to still believe the message they had received from God. The Adventists held to God's promises and continued to carefully study the Bible. Patiently, the believers waited and watched to receive more truth from God.